Not so fast, Jaden.
Mom.
I know where you've been, Jaden.
Mom, I'm just...
Save it, Jaden. Just please.
Thanks for coming over to keep me company while my roommate's out of town.
I'm shocked you're not throwing a huge rager or something.
Nah, you remember last time I did that and I got caught? I almost got suspended and got grounded for weeks.
Or maybe you're just scared to be in your room alone. Is that your secret?
No, but so what if it were? It's still way more reasonable and rational than you liking 90s rom-coms.
Hey, you'll see why they're so binge-worthy.
Yeah, whatever you say. Okay, so what are we watching first?
A classic. 10 Things I Hate About You.
Isn't that the one with Heath Ledger in it? We're really going to be watching a Heath Ledger movie, and you pick 10 Things I Hate About You? You know, The Dark Knight is my favorite.
He's an actor with range, and remember, this was all your idea.
You okay, Amy?
Yeah, of course. Why?
You can't possibly be comfortable.
I'm fine.
So are you planning on just sitting on the edge of the couch?
What do you mean? I'm fine. I'm sort of sitting in the center here, really.
It's a couch. You can lean back. So what do you like about these movies so much anyway?
I told you, they're just easy to watch. You always know what to expect from them. It's comforting. And they never let you down or disappoint you.
I'm pretty disappointed.
Shut up.
God, you do realize this is full of cliches, right? I mean, come on, you got your classic meet-cute, and the characters that are on a mission to find themselves or pretend to be someone they're not, and the flawed protagonist seeking salvation, waiting for a guy to swoop in and save her. Don't you think this is a little, I don't know, sexist?
Oh, come on, Chris. It's one plot device in one movie.
Yeah, but when something becomes a trend... You know, Carl Jung talks a lot about the collective unconsciousness.
Hold on, Carl Jung? This isn't my AP Psych class. You're thinking about it too much.
Betty's gonna get her a new guitar to earn
it
back.
Shut up!
What would someone have to give you to earn your forgiveness?
A jade bracelet.
Jade? Why?
My mom used to tell us the story about jade and how it meant something to her. I used to love that story. It was always my favorite thing, just to feel like I was hearing glimpses into my mom's past. It always intrigued me.
So why don't you just ask her about her past?
It's not that simple. My mom doesn't want to just talk about that. It's not in her culture. She wants it to be at the right time, and when we're ready to hear it. I know it's hard for her to talk about her past.
Mom, you're being totally unfair.
Unfair? What makes you think it's okay to lie to me? To lie to me repeatedly?
I wish you could be more understanding.
Understanding? Me caring about what is best for your future is not understanding?
It's always hard to open up, but I think I get it now. Is this your way of coping?
Coping? What are you talking about?
Your mom. She has unrealistically high expectations of you and Jaden. I know you. You always play it off like you're just fine, but under that pressure, it's got to affect you. Just like the stars of rom-coms that put on a different face to the world, but really are too afraid to be who they want to be. That is, until some great guy comes along and shows them what they're missing.
I'm really good, Mom. I have a real shot at a scholarship for college. Isn't that what you want? For me to go to a good college? You know how hard it is to stand out as an Asian applying to college? We all play the freaking violin and have 100% on our SATs.
She wants us to focus on things that will help you later on in life.
Sports are no good. You don't need them.
They're good for me, Mom. Great exercise, being on a team, having friends.
You need to be strong on your own. Your brain is worth so much more than your body. What happens if you get injured, huh? You get into college for sports, you get an injury, and you're out all season.
I'm not Amy. Dating. I'm not your perfect Asian daughter. I don't want to eat rice for every meal, and I want to play sports. I don't want to play the violin for hours every day because I hate it. Why do you want to just torture
me? You think I do this to torture you? I only do this for your own benefit. You have true talent, Jaden. A gift. So many of my students wish they could play half as well as you do, and you don't even practice.
You sound like you're talking more about Jaden. She's the one who has all the who-am-I problems. My mom just wants what's best for me. And although sometimes it seems misguided, I know it's because she cares about me. Maybe it's my way of coping with Jaden's issues, some of which I share.
I know, but it's gotta be hard. I know you're strong, but if you ever need to talk, you know you can talk to me, right? I just don't want you to feel like you have to put on this facade of a perfect daughter or something. You are amazing just how you are, Amy. You don't need to put on a facade.
I mean, you have way more pressure than I do right now, applying to colleges and figuring out your life.
Yeah, but I always bother you with my shit.
Look, I appreciate all the concern, but why the sudden extra worrying about me?
Can't I care about my best friend?
Yeah, but come on, Chris. Something feels different. Just tell me.
I like you, Amy. And look, all I know is how I've been feeling and how I feel. Amy?
I like you too, Chris.
You just want to live through me, don't you? Well, get your own life, Mom. You want to be able to brag to all your students and the ladies at church that your daughter, Jaden Wang, is playing a solo with the school orchestra. But you would never be proud of me for being a starter on our basketball team.
I don't care what you do, Jaden. None of this for me. I only care that you are a loyal and obedient daughter. That is the only thing I want to be able to brag about. I don't want you to look back and think you didn't have every opportunity to improve yourself. I don't want people to look down on you because we don't have money. You will be able to hold your head high because you are a match for anyone.
Why bring me to America if you want to live like we're in China? Why put us through all of this? Why come to America if you didn't want anything to change?
Shut up! You don't know what you're saying. Don't speak about things you know nothing about.
No, I want to know. I wish we still lived in China because then I wouldn't know any different. I wish...
First you say you aren't my perfect Asian daughter. Now you wish you lived in China? You don't know anything about China or what it's like. If we had stayed in China, Amy wouldn't be alive right now. Okay, Jaden? Is that good enough reason for you? Jaden, I have done my best to work hard and raise you and Amy in the best way that I can. I will not compromise on what I think is best for you.
I try so hard, but it's just so difficult. I feel torn, like I don't know who I am at all. I don't know how to fit into these two different worlds I'm a part of.
Jaden, I'm never going to be the type of mom that hugs and kisses you goodnight and tells you I love you all the time. I'm not that type of mom that will smile and tell you it's okay that you didn't win because you did your best and that alone is enough. It's not in my nature or my culture. I don't approve of any of it, and I think you're making a mistake. Make sure your grades don't suffer.
Tell me who I am. Can you talk to me? I'll listen. I am your daughter. But I can hear you sing loudly, yelling, telling me I'm garbage. Yeah.
guys, thanks so much for listening to Junan Podcast, The Jade Bracelet. I'm July, aka Jaden, and just want to say don't forget to subscribe, like, give us a shout out on @JunanPodcast. That's @JunanPodcast on Instagram. You can also find us on YouTube. And don't forget to tune in on February 15th. That's the next episode. Thanks, y'all.